Hey, it's Tax Quips time from TaxMama.com. Today, Tax Mama hears from a divorcee who is concerned. She says, I got divorced in 2001. The decree stated that we would each claim one child as a dependent. Then I moved to another state in 2006 and had my taxes done by H&R Block. I didn't realize they'd claim both children on my tax return. Now my ex-husband is saying I violated our divorce decree. Well, I talked to IRS and they helped me do an amended return right away. But I want to know if I've been in violation or should I be entitled to both exemptions since I have full custody of both children. Well, divorcee, only an idiot would accuse you of violating your divorce decree, considering how quickly you went and fixed the problem. Clearly, this was an error. You've never done it before. Judges are much smarter than that if he takes this to court. Unless, of course, is your ex-husband speaking of your leaving the state? Did your divorce decree have any restrictions on your moving the children so far from their father? But that's not a tax matter. However, your next question is more interesting. Should you be entitled to claim both children since you have full custody and they live with you far more than 6 months out of the year? Well, read the rules IRS has published for the right of the non-custodial parent, your ex, to claim a child as a dependent. In particular, read conditions 4A and 4B. Technically, unless you have a pre-1985 divorce decree, in which case your children are at least 23 years old, IRS doesn't care what your divorce decree says. If you haven't signed a Form 8332 giving up your right to claim one or both of your children as dependents, your ex-husband would lose his case before IRS. So, if your ex wants to continue to get the benefit of claiming one of your children, tell him to ask nicely. He should consider himself fortunate that you're so ethical. And remember, you can find answers to all kinds of questions about divorce and other tax issues free. Where? Where else? At TaxMama.com.